Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Afternoon, babes.
Scott Mills.
Black Eyed Peas, Meet Me Halfway, and Weightless, All Time Low. Hello. Right, it's halfway through the week, it's Wednesday, and we are on till 7 tonight. Hope you're okay today. See that Black Eyed Peas? Every time I hear them now, I just think of John Barrowman. You're the same, aren't you, Becky?
Yeah, have you seen his new show, Tonight's the Night?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. The song he sings before he makes people's dreams come true, makes them cry. He did do a Black Eyed Peas number the other day. I think it might have been last Saturday or the Saturday before.
It's always Black Eyed Peas, isn't it?
Oh,
I thought
it?
That's what he did, was just started this show every week with Black Eyed Peas.
Right, so he's done I Got a Feeling.
I think that was in his contract.
This week, John, if you listen, I'd like to request Boom Boom Pow.
No, he's got to do My Humps.
What about... No, don't funk with my heart. That would be good.
That would be brilliant. I love it that he loves the Black Eyed Peas so much.
I love it that he's bringing such entertainment to Saturday night. That's what I love more.
To be honest, I only watched the opening song and then thought it might not have been for me. Was it good?
Oh, yeah. Let us know which one you'd like Barrowman to do. Maybe we can pass it on to him. Pump it would be good.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, Unlucky Dan's been on saying, I have had such an unlucky day today. Now how your friend Unlucky Gary feels. I lost my car. I've done that before.
What, lost your car?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I just went back to where it was and I couldn't find it.
Had it been stolen?
I don't know. I never checked after that.
What? Right, okay, let me get this right. So you lost your car, went back to where you parked it, and
I
then
need
you
to
just
explain.
Thought, oh, okay, that's fine, that's it, it's gone.
I need to explain that it was a car that my brother had sold me for about 300 quid.
Right.
I parked it in London somewhere, and I came back to exactly where it was parked. It wasn't there. I didn't really follow it up. Is that bad? Anyway, he has lost his car, then he ripped his trousers between the crutch and had to walk through his office with ripped trousers and then got a parking ticket. So today is a good day in Unlucky Dan's life. Well done to you. That was Dizzy Rascal on Holiday. Do you know what track I want to do I don't want to do it with him, but I want Barrowman to do it on Tonight's the Night on Saturday.
Right.
I'm a beat. That's one of my favourite Black Eyed Peas.
Apparently you've got it wrong and he always sings I've Got a Feeling because the show's called Tonight's the Night. He's like, tonight's going to be a good night.
Oh, well, so he does that one every week?
Yeah.
Oh, rubbish. I was hoping for a whole back catalogue. I wanted Hey Mama. Shut up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey listeners, you know when girls drop hints so much about you buying them something that eventually you do? I don't know how I'm going to get my hands on one, but Becky is on about the Saturday's dressing gown
But have you seen it? Have you seen it? There was pictures in the paper the other day of Frankie coming out of a photo shoot in her Saturday's Frankie dressing gown. And it's so nice and it's got a hood and everything and I really want one. But I don't think they sell them, do they?
You probably have to be in the Saturdays to get hold of one of those, I'd imagine.
Could I have one? Are you going to get me one, did you say?
Well, there we are. You see, that's what we were getting around to all along, wasn't it?
Can I have Frankie or Molly, please?
But you're not either of those.
Yeah, but it doesn't...
Well, that's going to be weird, isn't it?
I'm not in the Saturdays.
No, you're not. That's right.
You said that like I wouldn't be able to be in the group.
What did I? What, me? Yeah, that was their new track, Missing You. If you can find how to get hold of a Saturday's dressing gown, I will get one for you. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Just to stop you going on about them. Is that okay? Excellent. Radio 1 Podcast. Right, tonight on the Summer Surgery with Aled and Gemma from 9 o'clock, because they're doing the surgery every night this week, not just Sunday. It's all about alcohol and drugs. Now, if you've got a problem with drugs and alcohol at the moment, or if you've got any questions you want to ask, you don't have to give your name. You can be completely open. This is an honest and frank discussion. Just give them a call at 9 o'clock tonight. Any questions you want to ask at all about alcohol and drugs, then the Summer Surgery is the place to do it. 9 o'clock tonight with Aled and Gemma on BBC Radio 1. They will open the lines just before 9 o'clock, and it's the normal Radio 1 number that you need to call. Do you know about this? Did I tell you about this? I got stopped at airport security not that long ago. I'd just gone through the the thing that goes, and, you know, normally sets off your belt or something. Mm. And I just got through there, and there was a sniffer dog the other side, and it made a total beeline for me, and I was like, what have I done? And the sniffer dog was, like, completely sniffing my pocket and everything, and the guy who was with the sniffer dog said, have you got a lot of money in there? And I was like, yeah, I've just taken money out for my holiday. And he was like, oh, that'd be why then, because apparently there's so much drugs on notes these days that...
You don't normally carry notes, though, do you? You just have coins.
I do have a lot of coins, but
I've never known you to have a note. It's always been like ones and twos.
But I do, you know, if I'm about to go on holiday, got my money exchanged and then I'd gone through. But that's because
got your dollar bills, y'all.
Got my dollar bills, y'all. Because there's so much drugs on the notes, and that's what he was picking up, and they can actually sniff that. Yeah.
Did you get away with it?
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah.
No, I'm joking. That was a complete joke. You're allowed to say that was a joke.
Thank you. So, alcohol and drugs on the summer surgery tonight from 9 o'clock. Here's a question. Have you heard of human drug sniffers? They've got them now.
Have they?
These people, yeah, like the dogs who can just sniff out drugs on you.
That would be ridiculous. What? So you walk through and there's someone who comes up to you and goes...
Yeah, and then they can tell if you've got illegal drugs on you.
Is it good pay?
I have no idea. They don't actually exist, obviously.
Oh.
Did I have you going for a little bit there?
Yeah, because I thought you normally when you lie, the corners of your mouth go up, like in a slight smile, but that one you managed to keep them down.
Oh. Is that how you know?
Mm.
I didn't know that. But if anyone came up to you and said, hello, I'm a human drug sniffer, can I sniff you? Would you let them?
Probably not.
Yeah, but what about if that person was smooth-talking Dan? Remember, he can smooth-talk anybody.
Maybe.
Yeah. So we put this to the test. We sent Smooth Talking Dan out onto Stupid Street and he told 14 people that he was a human drug sniffer. How many out of those 14?
No, he didn't, did he?
Yeah. How many of those 14 people would let Smooth Talking Dan sniff them? How many?
You made him go out to the street and smell people.
Just an impromptu, oh, what's a current question for you?
In central London, how many would let them... I don't know if people would say...
Out of 14?
Yeah, because then... No, I think people will be weirded out. I'm going to say two max.
Two people would believe that Smooth Talking Dan was a human drug sniffer and let him sniff them. Let's find out.
I'm actually a drug sniffer.
Are you?
Yeah. I wonder if I could just give you a quick sniff.
He's joking.
It won't last long.
I don't know if you're being serious.
Just a quick sniff. It's nothing to worry about.
Sniff on my body?
Yeah, just sniff
your
body.
You're a drug sniffer.
Nothing to worry about if you haven't got any drugs on you.
No, I haven't got any drugs on me.
Okay, brilliant. Smells fine. Smells nice, actually. Is that a fragrance?
No, I actually haven't got anything.
Nothing,
on.
Just a natural smell.
Yeah.
Good one. All right, thanks very much. Right, I am a drug sniffer.
Okay.
I wondered if you wouldn't mind if I just gave you a quick sniff.
Yeah.
Okay. Should be quick up and down. Smells a bit iffy, but that's probably fine. Have you had lunch?
Yeah.
What did you have?
KFC.
Okay, that's probably that. I'm a drug sniffer. Please, may I sniff you?
No.
It's not going to be invasive. It'll just be quick up and down.
You actually want to sniff me?
I'm a drug sniffer.
Yeah, no, you're not sniffing me. No.
Please, may I sniff you?
No.
Can I give you a quick sniff?
Go for it.
You smell quite nice, actually. Smells okay. A bit suspicious in the pockets. Anything in there?
Normal cigarettes.
Okay, so they are drugs, but legal drugs for your age. So that's what I was getting. Quite a good nose.
Quite a good nose.
Can I just give you a quick sniff?
Yeah, sure.
It's just a routine thing. Do you think I could give you a quick sniff?
Okay.
Do you think you'd mind if I just give you a quick sniff?
You can give me a sniff if you like.
Brilliant, you can sniff me later if you want. That's optional though. You didn't smell too druggy.
No, good, I'm glad.
Okay, is it?
I haven't taken anything.
That isn't ideal. I think I can smell something. Have you got something iffy?
KFC.
KFC again, yeah, okay, so I'm getting that. You've not got any drugs on you?
No.
No, just quite some nice cologne, maybe.
Emma sprayed it on me.
You're Emma?
Yeah, I'm Emma.
I'm a drug sniffer. Could I just give you a quick sniff?
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't smell as nice as your friend.
Oh.
Where are you from?
Australia.
I'm actually a drug sniffer. I wondered if I could just give you a quick sniff.
No, thanks anyway.
You don't want to?
No, that's okay, thanks.
Okay. Suspicious.
See, that's good, because you don't normally get an option with the dogs. Can I? You mind? Oh, is that a no? Okay, then I'll go. Good old smooth talking down. You don't smell quite as nice as your friend.
You don't smell as nice as your friend.
Yes. Oh. smooth.
Do women
brilliant, you can sniff me later if you want. That's optional, though.
Use that if you're in a bar tonight.
Brilliant, you can sniff me later if you want. That's optional, though.
Did he say to that lady, you've got a nice cologne? I thought that was only for men.
I'm a drug sniffer.
No, you're not sniffing me.
Didn't work so well that time.
It's not going to be invasive, it'll just be quick up and down.
You actually want to sniff me?
They are drugs, but legal drugs for your age. So that's what I was like getting. Quite a good nose.
Quite a good nose.
Was he just stood outside KFC, by the way? Is that why everyone was going, oh, it's just KFC, that's what I smell of? So it's the summer surgery tonight. You're about to hear all about it in full. But basically, if you've got any questions or any issues with alcohol and drugs, give them a ring. 9 o'clock tonight with Aled and Gemma on BBC Radio 1. The number is 03700 100 100. Take that down. Alcohol and drugs special tonight on the summer surgery.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Dan DeMann's been on saying, do you think the ones refusing to get sniffed had drugs on them? I probably think they just didn't want to be sniffed by smooth talking Dan, to be fair. Oh, and the amount of people that did say yes to being sniffed was an incredible 11 out of 14 if you were playing along.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
We've got some Edinburgh shows coming up, innit? And we need to get some good ideas. Thank you very much for everything you've sent so far. We have been trying out these ideas on stage at a small venue with a small audience just to see what works and what doesn't, what sticks and what doesn't, really. Crossing some off the list. Now, we did cross improv off the list for you, Becky, didn't we?
Mm.
But then you've gone for something kind of similar again on this latest tryout.
It's not really similar.
Today, I thought I'd do something which is quite popular in comedy, and that is heckling and getting people to heckle me. Now, I think that I'm going to be good at answering your heckles, so I welcome the first one.
So this is another one where you'd have to do any kind of preparation or rehearsal.
Yeah, but it's not improv, really, is it? This is heckling.
Well, it's another one where you don't have to do any work.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's quite simple for you, your one-man show, then?
I think so,
If you stick with heckling.
I think this one went better than the improv.
So you want people to shout abuse so that you can shout abuse back at them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is more awkward, though, because it is work people that were shouting abuse.
Yeah.
And if you listen carefully, most of them are the same man, your boss.
Yeah. He obviously had a lot of pent-up anger against me.
Mm.
I thought my appraisal last week would have been the perfect situation for that.
Maybe he didn't get it all out there.
No, I think he had some left over.
Get off your rubbish.
Not as rubbish as you.
Was that similar to your appraisal? Ringing any bells?
Do you know what? I'd have preferred it. I had to fill out so many forms. I'd have preferred it if he just said that.
Get off your rubbish.
Not as rubbish as you.
Okay, so that's your first one back. And on you go.
You've got a rubbish shirt on.
You can't say that. What about that one you wore the other week? That is the second comment I've had about this shirt today. And the first one was from Deb's producer, Phil, who said, oh, you look really 80s. And I was like, oh.
Say something funny.
I was just going to talk about my shirt for a minute. I wanted to reply to it because I thought that was a bit unfair. And someone looked me up and down earlier and thought I was pregnant, which I'm not.
They're not very...
See, I managed that one really well.
They're not very clever, though, are they?
Yeah, that was... Well,
you're just replying to them. Normally, if you get heckled, you put a killer line to slap them back down, don't you? That's what comedians do. To put them in their place.
Well, I did. I said, not as bad as the one you wore the other week.
Say something funny.
I've had that one. And I didn't, so don't try it again, because it's not going to work.
So that didn't work
See,
twice.
See, that put him in his place.
Kind of, yeah.
You're rubbish.
I know.
Oh. Oh, well, I like that. You kind of, bit of self-deprecation, like that.
I got a laugh out of it.
Yeah. Now, it's not going that well at this stage, so what you now decide to do is blame the audience.
Has anyone got any better heckles? Because these ones aren't very good.
All right, so it's their fault now. It's their fault this is not going well.
Yeah.
Do something funny.
Why don't you do something funny?
Because I'm not on stage.
That's a fair point.
Well, aren't you meant to just refer it back to them and go, mm-mm-mm-mm-mm? No?
Like I say, I think it has to be cleverer than that.
Do you actually think you're funny?
What's the one about the mum and the biscuits? I need to do that one, but I've forgotten. I know it. Oh, my God.
That's a really good reply, because they did it at Neighbours Night. It's the one that I was going to copy... is it Harold Bishop who does it at Neighbours Night? And
when they do the tours in Melbourne around the Neighbours studios.
And when I was there and they did that one about the mum and the biscuits, I was like, this is brilliant, I must remember that.
Okay.
And I couldn't.
So.
You're really fat.
Oh, yeah. Can you.
You're really fat.
Wait a minute. I can't do it. So what is it? He's got to say that I'm fat. And then I say something about my mum and his biscuits.
You can't remember it.
No, but it would have been brilliant if I could have remembered it.
Okay.
You're really fat.
So is your mum. I couldn't hear him. I couldn't hear him. Sorry.
Well, that went well, didn't it? And here's what some of the assembled audience thought of Becky's gig.
I'm not sure that I liked Becky heckling people. I didn't like that.
Becky's act was disappointing because it wasn't an act. There was actually nothing in it. And going on stage saying, please be mean to me, whilst looking vulnerable, is just like asking the audience to come up on stage and kick a puppy.
Right, so some constructive feedback. So let's cross heckling off the list.
The Wonder Years on Radio 1.
What? Is it Friday? Where did she come from?
It's going well for you today with your
buttons. She meant to say...
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Now, if you've never been to the Edinburgh Festival before, we were there last year with Scott Mills, the musical. You probably remember if you've been listening for a while. Edinburgh Festival is a huge event that completely takes over Edinburgh every summer, every August. And there are thousands of shows on. I mean, all sorts of things. If you've never been, you should go. It's really good. And you will find something that you will like because there's just so much on. Every place, pretty much, in Edinburgh becomes a venue over the 4 weeks that the festival's on. If you know someone that lives in Edinburgh, chances are like their bathroom is probably some kind of stand-up comedy venue just for the month of August. It's everywhere, from like the smallest pubs to the biggest theatres, shows on absolutely everywhere you look, and it's just a really good vibe. So we're going there for a second year, and our challenge is to do some one-man shows. We each have to do them. I've got to do one. One that doesn't speak's got to do a show. Becky's got to perform one. And so does Nick Grimshaw. Now, we don't really know what to do. We're not that far away from it. We're in Edinburgh from the 16th of August. This show will come from the festival every day. Don't know what to do. And you lot have been so helpful. So thank you very much if you've sent in some ideas for the one-man shows. What we're doing is going through the ideas that you've sent in on email and text and stuff, one by one, in front of an audience, and we are highlighting the ones that work, and we're crossing off the list ones that don't work and saying we're not going to do those. There haven't been any that we've actually highlighted as working yet.
Not through lack of trying.
No, we've tried. Becky's idea of being heckled and then shouting abuse back to the audience didn't really work.
Get off your rubbish.
Not as rubbish as you.
Yeah.
Has anyone got any better heckles? Because these ones aren't very good.
Wasn't going well, so she just blamed it on the audience. Good one, Becky.
You're really fat.
Oh, yeah. Can you...
You're really fat.
Couldn't remember.
And then I say something about my mum and his biscuits.
Yeah.
I had a good one, I just couldn't remember it.
It was the one about the cookie and the mum and stuff, but you didn't remember it.
No, just it's just the pressure of being on stage.
So that is off the list, as is improv for you.
Yeah.
Now listen to this one. This was a very popular suggestion from the listeners, so I thought we'd try it out. See if you think I can sustain this for a whole half-hour one-man show. Today, I'm going to attempt to sing No Air by Jordan Sparks. while eating as many Ferrero Rocher as I can.
Got a laugh.
Here we go. If I should die before I wake, as long as you're certain I'll breath away,
got three in by now.
I'm here the wall, my whole
I've got five Ferreros in my mouth now. Got eight in now. Anyway, yeah, it goes on like that. Some fell out. I can stop this now if you want.
Yeah, please do. And I also have to say, don't ever try and do this because you just end up looking like an idiot.
Thanks.
And, you know, there are health and safety issues to be taken into account.
That's all I can manage. I don't think that's going to work for a whole half hour.
It looked awful. It was just so bad.
Because
some of them started...
There was brown stuff coming out of my mouth.
To melt and it was dripping down your chin. Yeah. And you had, like, the little bits of nut kind of just there on your lip and you were going... And it was just...
Okay. All right, so that's off?
Well, I don't think Jordan would agree for you to ruin her work.
I could do
like
some
that.
More of her songs.
Like what?
Battlefield.
How does that one go?
Battlefield, battlefield. Battlefield.
To be fair, they'll probably all sound the same if you've got your mouth stuffed with chocolate.
Right, so I think that's off. Here's what some of the audience thought of my performance.
What about the guy eating the Ferrero Rocher?
I couldn't watch it. It made me want to be sick.
It was odd, a little like a mix between X Factor and the human caterpillar.
When I saw it coming all out of your mouth and drooling and just, no. Just no.
I can't believe I wasted my time coming down here, to be honest. I've got a staff schedule to do. I'm absolutely run off my feet. I'm not wasting my time coming down here for this. To see you spit Ferrero Rocher out your mouth.
Okay, well, if you could be a bit more constructive.
I like the song. It's a shame your mouth was full.
Right, so... still no further, really, are we? Like I said, we are going through the ideas in front of an audience. There will be a video of all of these up very soon. We did actually film that.
Brilliant.
Sorry about that. any more ideas? We haven't got that
Scott
long
specialist.
Left. So send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thank you very much in advance. I've got a question. Where do you get smoking jackets from? Can you buy them? Do you just look up smoking jackets online? What happens?
I think someone in Interactive's got one.
What? Someone in our interactive department has a smoking jacket?
Yeah. The one that Moyles calls Greyhead. I think he's got one.
They're of a certain quality, aren't they? Like, are they quite...
Paisley?
Paisley, yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is that I didn't get my flatmate anything for his birthday, and now he's decided he wants a smoking jacket. He doesn't smoke, but he wants one. And doesn't really quite know why he would wear it or where... But he just wants one. I guess he'd probably wear it like a dressing gown. Would you?
Yeah, that's
do you
what
have to be
for.
Smoking in it? To...
No.
Oh, hang on. Who's that in the smoking jacket? Good morning.
I think it's just like a sexy dressing gown, isn't it? That's what I understood it to be.
Right. Are they off of the 40s, 50s?
James Bond, are they? I bet he's got one.
Yeah, he would probably have one. If anyone knows where I can get one, then could you let me know, please?
Is it off of the olden days where men used to go to a different room after dinner and all get into their dressing gowns and have a cigar?
Is that what used to happen?
Well,
all blokes together put their dressing gowns on and go for a cigar in another room?
You know, like after dinner, they used to just kind of go back into a separate room and all have a cigar?
A cigar.
Well, they obviously, I didn't realise, because obviously I'm not a man and I wasn't around in the 19, whenever it was, but maybe they all just got changed into these sort of weird satin robes.
Do they have one cigar and share it between them, or is there more than...
I think they each have a cigar. It's so that the smoke doesn't make your clothes smell.
Is it?
Yeah, so you'll get naked, put this sort of robe on, and then hang your clothes up in somewhere else.
Okay, I'm not sure I want to get him one now, because this is sounding... You're making it sound well sordid.
No, it's not. It's perfectly fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
No text so far about how to get one. I'm sure they'll flood in a minute.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. In my
system. Oh, Emily in Leeds says there's loads on eBay. You're in my system. Yes, like Chuck Bass, he wears one, doesn't he, on Gossip Girl? Has he got one?
I'm the one that goes, eh, symbols.
Off of the meerkat, yeah. Yes, also wears a smoking jacket, good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the best of, all week, revisiting some of our favourite bits of the nation's favourite quiz. Tracy, love!
Hello, my darling.
Hello, babes, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
How's your boob?
It's all right, it's not dropped off yet, so it's all good.
If you haven't been listening this week, Tracy had a bit of... you had a piercing, didn't you, love?
Oh, I did, yeah.
And it's all fine, not gone septic or anything?
No, it's all good.
Beautiful, and it's not hurting too much?
No, it's all right, actually, yeah.
Apart from that, has your day been fairly standard?
It's been a bit boring. Work today, work tonight, so, yeah.
What time are you working till?
Tonight, about 10:30.
Oh, you can't do anything after that, can you?
I know, it's midweek crisis on a Wednesday.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just crap. Well, I'm going to see an old mate later for a few cans.
Couple of cans. Where will you go to have a couple of cans around their ass?
Well, yeah, I've got to go and pick her up from work, and she works for McDonald's, so she best bring me some free burgers.
I've just got a massive image now of your brilliant night out.
Yeah, a couple of cans,
a couple of burgers, it's all good, isn't it?
How many burgers do you do in...
One sitting.
Yeah.
Most I've done is four cheese, double cheeseburgers.
Four?
Oh my God, I love you!
You're brilliant. The best!
Ow! What's the curtain?
Four is impressive. Let's play the game, it's the best of...
That's eight burgers.
Yeah?
It's amazing.
Be proud, Trace.
I could probably do more, actually.
Okay, well, give us a try tonight and then see what happens tomorrow when we speak to you again, if you stay on the game. First one, it's the best of, remember? Oh, what's occurring? You know Adele? Remember Adele, Tracy?
Yeah, sort of.
What does she sing?
I can't remember. What does she sing?
Hometown Glory.
Chasing Pavements.
Chasing Pavements.
Now, Adele... Adele is really good at impressions, and we found this out quite a while ago. So, I gave a load of names on bits of paper to Adele. She had to pick one out and do an impression of whatever name was on that paper. I gave Adele 90 seconds. How many impressions did Adele do, Tracy?
10.
Sorry, the question should be, how many did I get... guess correctly.
Oh, right.
None.
Six.
You think I guessed six in 90 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you saying, Becky?
None? Yeah. That's not a reflection on Adele's impressions, that's a reflection on your guessing.
The best! Oh! What's the curtain?
Here's Adele's amazing impressions.
Oh no, I can't do this accent.
Oh, go on.
You like dogs?
What?
Do you like dogs?
Is it Louis Wolf?
Yay! I thought I was saying Brad Pitt or something, but you know. That's why mums go to Iceland.
Pardon?
I can't say this. That's why mums go to Iceland. Mark.
Kerry Katona.
Yeah.
Yay!
We thought you were brilliant. Nice to see your noise.
Bruce Forsyth.
Yes, that is his saying, right?
That's his saying, but what was that voice?
I don't know, where's he from? Is he...
Speaks like that.
Mark?
No. Mark.
Okay, YA? YA?
Any more?
Diana Vickers. My little Diana Vickers.
Cheryl
Yay! Pell.
good one.
You look fierce, girl. You look amazing. I haven't watched it for ages. Be comfortable in your own body, girl. You're fierce.
Oh, got one.
Yay!
Doing well here.
Paid your donation.
Again?
I'm embarrassing myself. Pledge your donation. Children in need.
Terry Wogan. Yay to me. I got 6, Tracy.
Hey!
Didn't I do well with some really quite bad ones in there?
I know you did amazing.
Oh, I wish Adele would come back soon. I love her. She's brill. 6 gets Tracy the point.
The best, the best, the best, the best.
Oh, what's the credit?
Now, I'd totally forgotten we'd done this, but this is one of my favourite Oh, What's Occurring ever. Coming up now, I think we should do this more.
Is it you feeding Chase Crawford when he's blindfolded and you're feeding him baby food?
You think that, wouldn't you? But it's not.
Oh.
It's to do with James Bond. Do you watch Bond films, Tracy?
I've watched some.
Have you seen Octopussy?
No.
Right, seriously, what?
I've never seen Bond, but my friend said I'd really like it.
Never seen James Bond?
No.
Weirdo.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's alright.
Sell it to me.
It's a simple question. In Octopussy, how many times does James Bond have it off?
Are they rude, these films?
They're in a...
I thought they were on like ITV at like tea time.
Yeah, but like the ladies love James Bond and he loves them.
Okay, how long is the film? About an hour and a half? How many times can you...
It's not all at once, and then they cut them together.
Is it real time? Hang on, 1, 2, 3, 4. 10.
10, Tracy?
5.
5 times.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
The best, the best, the best, the best.
Oh, what's the pity?
Here's James Bond having it off in Octopussy.
I need refilling.
Hmm? Of course you do. Forgive my curiosity, but what is that?
That's my little octopus.
Good morning.
Morning. I didn't want to wake you, but since you're up, I don't know how to say goodbye.
Actions speak louder than words.
You're so right.
You're right. We are two of a kind.
Something wrong?
Not really. Just a feeling.
Why'd you come back to bed?
In. Out. In.
James!
What are you doing? Oh. Oh, cut it out! We haven't time for that. Oh. Later, perhaps.
Right, so... Wow. There was 10 in there. Wow, you're getting them straight on today.
Yes.
10.
There was a bit in there where I thought he might have needed some cod liver oil because there was a lot of creaking, wasn't there?
It really was. So, 10 there. We need to do some more of those Bond films. I think that was good.
The best, the best, the best, the best.
Oh, what's the pity?
You know Cockney rhyming slang, up the arrows and peasantry. Do they still speak like that in the East End of London, do you think, Tracy?
Yeah.
You do? What, everywhere?
No.
Everywhere in East London, they speak like that.
I don't I don't know. I've never been there.
Okay, right. Well, I'm just asking. Do they still use that Cockney rhyme and slang in the old East End of London? Now, we got the Posh Radio 4 lady to put this to the test. She called up 5 East End pubs and talked only in Cockney rhyming slang. How many out of 5 would talk to the Posh Radio 4 lady only speaking in Cockney rhymes? Tracy?
Three.
3 out of 5, Becky?
How many was it out of again? 5?
5.
5.
They'd all speak to her because they all
they
do
all get,
speak by
understand
that.
Understand it, yeah.
Let's find out.
What's the pity?
Here's the PR4L talking Cockney rhyme and slang.
Good afternoon, Adam.
Hello, my old China.
Hello.
Is that the Rubber Dub?
Pub, yeah, this is the pub, Rubber Dub pub, yeah.
I'm Hank Marvin.
I'm Elvis Presley, goodbye.
Good afternoon, the Blue Anchor.
Love a duck.
Hello, Angel.
Gushti. Geezer.
Whatever.
Do you not have a Scooby-Doo what I'm on about?
No.
I can't Adam and Eve it.
Right.
Will you do me a cheesy quaver?
What?
I'm not being Easter Bunny, but I don't have any Dwayne Eddies right now.
Okay.
Could your battle cruiser give me a rubber dub because I'm brassic? TTFN.
Hello, Eastbrook.
Is that the rubber dub?
Yes.
Love a duck.
Who's that?
I'm Hank Marvin.
Hello, you alright?
Gushti.
Oh, good.
I'll jump in my jam jar and come down the frog and toad.
Okay, fine.
TTFN.
Bye.
Hello, the Royal Oak.
Hello, my old China.
Hi, who's this?
I'm Hank Marvin.
Hank.
What?
Did I call you?
Do you not know a dicky bird of what I'm saying?
No.
Geezer.
Right, Hank, what can I do for you?
I was just sitting here on my Jack Jones, in my Grundies, and thought that I'd like to get a Ruby Murray down my Gregory Peck.
Do we do curry, are you saying?
Sorted.
No, we don't do curry, we do modern European food.
I'm sorry, that must be pony and trap for you.
Yep. Okay, thanks for calling.
TTFN.
Bye.
Ta-ta for now, Moosh.
Moosh. Moosh.
That girl was like, hi Hank, Hank, how can I help?
We only do modern European food. Right, there was 4 out of 5 pubs spoke to her there. Oh. We're halfway in between, aren't we?
Yeah.
Do you want to come on tomorrow, Trace?
Of course I do.
Complete the rest of the week.
I love it.
Tell us how many burgers you ate.
I will do. Probably none, because she's about the right time, Macadies.
Would you like that?
I think if you want a burger, you can go in and pay for it.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't taste as nice as what you do when you get it for free. Don't you ever go to McDonald's when you order at the drive-thru and then they give you, like, 10 extra burgers and you're like, buzzing.
Buzzing.
I've never had that much luck.
No, neither have I.
You want to get your send down time? I could use it.
Good. Right, I'm going to speak to you tomorrow then, you big weirdo.
All right then, you big weirdo.
Fives.
Bye.
Fives.
Hang on a minute.
Love you,
guys.
Love you.
Oh, what's the curry?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.